USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On this Easter Sunday, officials say this may be the last holiday where we have to social distance. In St. Peter's Square, for the second year in a row, there are very thin crowds due to the coronavirus pandemic. Pope Francis, in an Easter Vigil Mass, asked people to not lose hope during the dark months of the pandemic. A small crowd of less than 200 people wearing masks attended. Almost 1.6 million travelers moved through TSA checkpoints on Friday. On Friday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky spoke about new coronavirus travel guidelines.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.